reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. First reading today, we have one of the most poignant scenes in all of sacred scripture, that revelation of Joseph to his brothers. What must have raced through his brothers' minds and bodies as that revelation came about? They thought that they would be able to buy no food and their family would starve because they hadn't fulfilled what Joseph in disguise had told them to do, to go and return with all their brothers, including Benjamin. But then when Joseph cleared the room and started to speak Hebrew to them, what must have happened in them when not only someone that they thought could have punished them by death or any an imprisonment that would know no end here on earth showed himself to be their brother, their supporter, cried with them, everything would have changed from fear to just unbelievable gratitude, especially at the end. "Don't be distressed," he said. "Don't reproach yourselves for having sold me here. It was really for the sake of saving your lives that God sent me here ahead of you. In other words, not only do I forgive you, but it's turned out great. Your worst sin has become a great blessing, not just for you, for me, but for the entire world." That's the context in which Jesus sends out his followers to preach. God was this great, distant, angry, punishing God in the mentality of many. Jesus was sending them out to say, the kingdom of God is here right now. Think about the chills up and down the spines of the brothers of Joseph. That message, that reality of what could be something fearsome has now become something great. The power has revealed itself, and that the power is friendly. And beyond that, is here for us. That's what this message is. The kingdom of God is at hand. In other words, the king is here. And it's here for you. And you're not just some little peon. You are called to live in this kingdom. What must have been the joy of Joseph's brothers after his revelation? That's supposed to be our joy. Because what happened to Joseph, of course, we've done to God, but God came close and he said, "Don't worry about it. I forgive you." And wants to help us to enter into that joyful reality that we are friends of the King of Kings. Friends for whom he gave his life. And that joy and that reality and that consciousness should impact everything we do in the announcement of this message. Hence the conditions. Give for free. Why? Because the Lord has made us rich. Don't take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. Why? Because if you're going to really preach, that the king lives and he's close and he's there, that the Lord is your shepherd, with him you have it all. How can you become dependent on all of these other things? As if the king won't give it to you or won't give it to them. They needed to show their trust in God's providential care. When they enter a town, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. In other words, don't constantly be looking for a better deal. Thank you for your one-room tent. Somebody with a mansion down on the river has offered me a room. See ya. If we're doing that, then we wouldn't be able to proclaim what the Lord is really asking and what the Lord is really doing. Namely, that even the poor can be incredibly worthy. And that we place our real treasure in the worthiness of the soul rather than in the opulence of the surroundings. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. One of the most beautiful things, I think, in the priesthood is when you go to bless a home and the greeting is, peace be to this house. And that peace, of course, is God. May God be here. May God dwell here in this house. God is coextensive with his peace. God doesn't have stuff. He is. Peace be to this home. That's what they were sent out to do, to wish that peace to others, that peace that comes from knowing the kingdom is at hand. We're called to revivify that chill that we see in the brothers of Joseph. Because what Joseph did for them, the Lord does for us. One person who put these truths into practice was St. Elizabeth of Portugal, whose feast day was Monday, but we celebrate it today. She was the daughter of the King of Aragon. She was betrothed to the King of Portugal when she was just 12. She was a pious and charitable girl, and when she came to Portugal, she wanted to keep up all of those practices. And she did, living by a real rule of life that focused on the things of the soul more than anything else. And then she went out from the castle in order to do incredible charity, seeking out the poor, seeking out the worthy, seeking out the needy, and giving them from her own table what they needed in order to survive. She would go out in disguise, partially because she didn't want people focusing on her. She wanted people focusing on the Lord. But there was a second reason why she went on out, because she was following the words of this gospel. She wasn't going to go out with crown. She wasn't going to go out with beautiful shoes. She wasn't going to be going out with a money bag that she had keep for herself. Whatever money she took with her, she would put into the hands of the poor. And after her husband died, she was constantly seeking to bring peace between warring factions in a feudal time. She lived by Christ's peace, wished people's Christ's peace, prayed for Christ's peace, and actually effectuated Christ's peace. She was one who, even though she was the queen, lived in another kingdom at the same time she was in the kingdom of Aragon and then Portugal. What a great teacher she is for us. Today the Lord renews his imperative. As you go about today, as you leave here today, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You are going to receive today more than food to bring back home. You are going to receive God, who will make his home in you. That should lead to the greatest thrill that you can't contain as you go out and meet others today, bringing them the peace of the Lord who reigns within.